This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome, everyone. As we are entering the Shlosh Yimei Hagbola, Mamish getting ready, leaving Yom HaMiyuchas and getting ready for the wonderful time of Matan Torah. We are sponsored by the Fisher family, L'Nish Mispasi Bas Rabbi Shlomo Ben Avraham Levi, Perel Bas Ruvain, also L'Nish Mistav Men Chaim, L'Fur Shalem, Perel Yom Moish Mechai, Sar Yaakov Ben Bas Yaleah, for the schus of Avraham Yom Ben Shmen Malk Yudis, by Yol Klugman and family, L'Fur Shalem, Fevig Dura'i Ben Rifkin, the Bas Chai, Sar Yitzhak Ben Tzim Ben Dusha, Rifka Bas Shir Aleah, Shmuel Ben Yom Ben Shir Aleah, Chana Bas Shashabina, Dvar Bas Shashabina, Moish Meir Ben Esther Fadalmeir Ben Chai Sarah. They should have refuah shleima b'sech shachar l'Yisrael. We are holding Mishnah Hay in the third parak. So a toifel kli cheres habari. When somebody coats it's a healthy earthenware vessel, but he coats it with a coating outside. But it wasn't necessary. So Reb Meir, Reb Shimon Metamin, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon say it becomes part of the keli. And here's an interesting thing of a clay cheres that people could be learning Tumah V'Taira for many years might not realize. Although a clay cheres cannot become tumah from the outside, but once it's tumah, something that touches it on the outside becomes tumah. So therefore, Reb Meir and Reb Shimon say that this coating also becomes part of the clay and it's metame, even though it wasn't necessary. No, hatayfel es habari. If you coat a healthy keli, the coating isn't necessary, tar. Vesaru'ua, but if it was a keli that was beginning to weaken, and the coating was necessary, so then tameh, then if something touches it on the outside of the coating, it becomes tameh. V'chein v'chido ka keruya. Keruya is a gourd. And the Rishonim say that over here it's metame like a like a clay eitz, and if this keruya has a ring around it that strengthens it, so according to Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, that ring is also metame, while according to the Rabbanan, it's not. Now. The next, now we're talking about kalim, so we're talking about yablis. Yablis, the Rav says, is a type of, you know, usually yabelis is a wart, but yablis is a type of grass, and they used to coat pitches with it, and it kept the wine in when the vessel sweated. It kept the wine inside. So yavlis sheteiflin ba es hapitosin, that they coated the cask with. Hanageya ba tameh, when you touch it, then it becomes tameh. This is according to everybody, even the chachamim in the Mishnah before, since this is done in all situations, this is what they used to do in order to keep in the wine from sweating out. So if something touches it, it's tamei. Migufas chavyois eino chibur. A cork, a stopper of a barrel is not considered attached to the barrel. It's not part of the barrel. It doesn't therefore become tameh together with the barrel. Now, they would coat an oven with a coating around it, and that helped to keep in the heat, and it was a coating of clay. So remember again, this is a chiddush, as I said, this is a chiddush where many people are learning Tumah V'Taira for years. The clay cheres, although it's not susceptible to receive tumah from the outside, but when it becomes tameh, its outside is also metameh. So therefore, hanegeya betipulo shel taner, if you touch this coating of clay of the tanner is tame. Okay, Rabbi Say, tonight we're learning in the Daf Yomi Tublat in order to get ahead for Shavuos, and that will be at 8:45. We won't be able to count Svira, so remember that last night Svira was 46, and of course remember to say over Kriya Shema as well. What else? Again, I remind you that we have a full schedule of learning this Thursday evening. We're going to have a first a new shir on Shema and Esrei, and then I've already prepared a very fascinating Q&A program. So we hope you'll join us and for davening afterwards. We also, I believe we're having a Kiddush here in Shul on Shabbos. Is that correct?
I don't think so.
No, it's canceled?
I believe it was canceled.
Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.